from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Collins not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
Fire from Tiger Woods there. Clapping back at Colin Montgomery, who was very critical of Tiger still being out here playing.
And then Tiger said, kiss the ring.
Pretty much.
Kind of like it.
And he somehow did a kiss the ring insult and an old joke in the same breath. Because Colin Montgomery's over
60. Go off, King. He is.
I also did not know until this whole spat happened that Montgomery had not won a major.
Yeah.
I had... Brian, here's my memory maybe letting me down a little bit. Because, one, I was a child. Not because I'm old now, because I was a child. But I thought, Brian, that Montgomery won the U.S. Open when Mickelson hit driver at Wingfoot, but maybe he was just in contention and somebody else won that tournament?
That's correct. Yeah, at 06 at Wingfoot, Montgomery actually had a chance to win if he would have parred 18. He was right in the mix to win.
Okay.
And ended up bogeying, and Jeff Ogilvy ended up sliding in to win. He kind of was just sitting in the clubhouse watching Mickelson collapse and watching Montgomery bogey the final hole. So that was his best chance to win a major. But yeah, I mean, what a silly thing for Montgomery to say. I know now he's an analyst, and obviously, you know, you give your opinions as talk show hosts and analysts do. But like, Tiger Woods is probably the greatest golfer ever, and he's done so much for the game. I feel like if you wanted to say, like, hey, Tiger doesn't look like he's enjoying himself that much, I wonder, you know, if he feels like he wants to do this anymore, or like, there could have been a really better way to word this than basically just saying you should retire like that. I thought that was kind of a silly comment for a guy that doesn't even have anywhere near the resume that Tiger does.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiger, by the way, will tee off at 9:37 this morning with Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. So he'll get off in
Stinger season, baby. Can't wait to see the Stingers today.
The Stingers.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little Tiger here, Brian. Brian Koziol on the Western Hotline. Tee to green, 2 hours this Saturday. Duster Challenge on Friday. Open Championship. Porter Cup. Did I miss anything? I feel like you had a really busy week.
Yeah, it's good. I got a lot of golf coming away. I'm excited for this. Yeah, we're going to be on for 2 hours. I know you were up at Media Day last week for the Porter Cup. They just got going yesterday. with the first round. And I guess since we're talking about it here quick, I can let everybody know today they're going to have tee time starting at 8 a.m. So if people want to go watch the Porter Cup the next couple of days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they still have rounds 2, 3, 4. It's 8 a.m. each day. Real quick, Chase Nevins at -8.
62.
Yesterday. Yeah. He's winning the men's Porter Cup, and Amelie Fung from Forest Hills, New York, is winning the women's. She shot a 65. So round two is today. If you want to follow the leaderboard at all, our Tee to Green page our last tweet has the leaderboard there, but it's these next 3 days up there. And you mentioned Tiger. Tiger played at the Porter Cup. The one stat that I was really blown away with at Media Day, that they said 93 players that are currently playing either on the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour, or the LPGA Tour have played in the Porter Cup, and 68 majors won. So, I mean, that's a really impressive set of players that have come through Niagara Falls Country Club.
Yeah, and Tiger had a hole-in-one on the 12th hole there, and every time I step to that tee box, it's, please let the, if I'm ever going to hit a hole-in-one,
this is the hole.
Please let it be on the same hole that Tiger Woods. Because how many times, I mean, sure, maybe a couple, right? Like, I'll try to play Pinehurst, I'm sure, in my life, and I would like to play St. Andrews at some point as well. So maybe there'll be a couple, but how many chances do you get? How many hole-in-ones does Tiger even have? You'd have to play TPC Phoenix, I guess, right? To have a chance to do it at the same hole he has. He probably has more than that, right?
Probably. But you're right. How many opportunities do you have the chance to do it on the same hole? Not right. That many probably in your life. So,
Yep.
Every time you get to play number 12 at Niagara Falls, try to make it. Then the story is amazing then. Yeah, me and Tiger, we both had a hole-in-one there.
Same hole. 62, yep. 65, by the way. Just a little bit better than what I shot last week at Niagara Falls Country Club. So Porter Cup this week, 2-hour tee to green on Saturday from the Porter Cup. And they'll, of course, be talking plenty of Open Championship. So early on, you texted me yesterday, Brian, asking, like, who's my pick for this tournament? And I told you, like, it's not even really based in anything logical. I mean, he has played great in majors this year, but I've been more and more infatuated with DeChambeau as this Bryson DeChambeau as this year's gone on. I think he's getting more and more likable. I've been binge watching his YouTube channel, which is great and it's super fun. But I did just see from Justin Ray some stats on DeChambeau.
He struggles.
This is his worst major.
Yeah.
Strokes gained, at least, like, it's his worst major. And he's now 5 over through 6, so I guess that's it for him. But what have you seen out there early on, knowing a lot of the field hasn't, you know, taken part yet?
It's playing pretty hard. I mean, guys that are made. I mean, there's birdies to be made, but it seems like
there's also doubles, Brian. There's doubles to be made.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Justin Thomas. Just a few holes that I've watched of him this morning. You know, he looks good, and then he just missed like a 3-footer for a double bogey. He had a 2-shot lead, and all of a sudden he's dropped back into that group at -2. There's a lot of trouble out there, and here's the thing, too. Even when you hit a great shot, sometimes because of just this is, you know, the quirkiness of the Open, you can hit a little like nub in the fairway, and it'll roll in one of those pot bunkers, and then bang, you just throw up double bogey, and you really didn't do anything wrong. It just, that's what happened. Or because the gorse fescue grass is not that far off the fairway, a lot of this can kind of, it can, in some sense, play like Pinehurst in the sense that, like, you roll the dice. Okay, I only missed the fairway by 10 yards, but what am I going to walk up to? Am I going to walk up to something that maybe is almost a perfect lie, or am I going to walk up to something that I'm going to have to hit out sideways? So I think, you know, obviously, through the course of 72 holes, you may end up with a bad luck here or there, or you may end up with a good luck here or there. I am surprised that DeChambeau is struggling. It looks like he's all over the place. It is a little tougher maybe in this venues to like overpower it because of that fact. You just get random bounces and random lies, but he's struggling around the green right now too, which is something that he's really, really cleaned up over this season, which is why he's been in contention to win the other three majors.
Brian, I know Joe was kind of talking about, you know, Bryson and being a guy that he's looking at and maybe winning this tournament. I'm in a couple of, pick a couple of golfer tournaments, these pools. And I think I've bought Russell Henley stock frankly, I've been buying Russell Henley stock all year. Not necessarily a household name amongst people that maybe are casual PGA Tour fans, but has been in contention in a lot of the major tournaments this year, a lot of those marquee events. Any other names to you that, like, hey, listen, it's easy to say it's going to be, you know, Bryson or, you know, Scotty, that, like, one of these guys at the very top of their game that are going to be in contention here. Any other names to you that maybe aren't the household top two, top five players in the world, that you could see this type of course, this type of, you know, these types of conditions that it might really favor? Because the rain and the wind does not favor everybody.
True. Now, you look at, I mean, you could throw out Henley. I mean, he's currently 20th in the world. Well, last year when Brian Harman won, he was, I believe, 28th in the world. So, like, you know, you're right, it might not be like a household name.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But it would make sense if he won this week, you're like, well, you know, when does a guy win his first major? Well, it can be right around when they're, you know, ranked in that spot. And, you know, you've kind of had really nice consistency over years in the PGA Tour. Henley could fit that model. I think because he's got some charisma to him that maybe people know him a little bit more, but a guy that hasn't won a ton yet, but I feel like has all the tools to win, is Sahith Theegala. Past week, he played well at the Scottish Open, but one thing that maybe people say that he's best known for is his creativity and his ability to hit a whole bunch of different shots, and you have to do that at the Open Championship a whole bunch of different ways. I was also looking at a stat I thought that was interesting yesterday that showed, like, over the last 5 years, this is how crazy stats are now, too. We know we see it in baseball and everything, but shot trajectory. And over the last 5 years, there was a couple of guys that say that they bring it in and hit it as low as anybody. So if the wind whips up, who can do that? Well, I saw that Aaron Rye, who's been playing really well these last few weeks on tour, 3 top 10 finishes these last 3 weeks. He's like second. And then Theegala is also in that top 15 area in terms of shaping the ball, working the ball. No surprise, other guys like Morikawa, Scheffler, they are able to do that as well. So guys that maybe have the ability to be super creative, I think that was Phil Mickelson's problem forever at the Open Championship, is that he wanted to play, you know, what probably people would describe as American golf. You know, drive it as far as you can and then hit it as high as you can. And it just, after a while, like, it didn't work. You have to have different types of shots. You got to be able to hit it low. You got to be able to shape it right, shape it left, bump and run, all these sort of things. So guys with creativity. So I'll throw Theegala into that mix, maybe kind of to go along with your Henley idea.
Brian, what about Rory for this tournament? Is it not like the most pressure? Maybe not, but just because of what happened at Pinehurst and the fact that he hasn't really played much since then, and it being the Open, right? Like, I know it's not his home town, but it's, you know, his home country, if you will. I know it's a different island, but McIlroy being in contention, like the story that this could be this week, if he's in it late, man, like everyone I'm sure will be on edge if he is, you know, a couple of shots back or in the lead on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, for what Scottie Scheffler has done this season, and then he's won six times already, won a major and a Players' Championship and three elevated events, and the fact that we're actually comparing him to the year that Tiger Woods had in 2000 is, you know, unbelievable. And I was on Rochester Radio, and they were asking me about the best story. And we were debating that if Scheffler won, that it still wouldn't be the best story. We said McIlroy winning would be the best story. You know, obviously Tiger winning, you know, I guess, you know, throw that out there. But realistically, like, McIlroy winning would be the better story in the sense that what just happened at the U.S. Open, the heartbreak that he's had, the fact that he knows he's going to be asked every single major about not winning a major until it's actually done, because now it's been a decade plus. For him to overcome that, to me, because he's shown, he's been so open with us in terms of how he's feeling. We all love it, I think, when athletes take us inside what they're thinking. Why do we, you know, what's one thing that we enjoy about sports? Well, we enjoy their skill. You know, we're awed by how they're able to do their sport at the highest level. But I think also, too, like, give me some mental insight in terms of, like, how you do it. And I think with McIlroy, he's always been so open with that I love hearing that, even when it means, like, opening up negatively in terms of, like, disappointment or heartbreak or things like that. So how he handled leaving the U.S. Open, how he just left, like, you know, we people are judging, was that a good move, was that a bad move? Like, just there's all that layered in. I love how he's been always so outspoken about the PGA Tour versus LIV thing. I know he's probably softened a little bit on that stance, but he's always been a guy that I find super interesting. So if he's able to come down the stretch and have that and, like, hey, how does he handle the pressure one more time in a major that he always said is his favorite one and is most meaningful because of where he comes from, like you said, that would just be an incredible storyline.
You know, I wanted to just follow up on something about Rory, Brian, to you. And I was listening to Brandel Chamblee, like, I don't know, Monday during, you know, one of the PGA Tour, you know, at the Open sort of pre-round, pre-tournament shows, and was talking about Rory and, like, it's not that it's not there for Rory. It's not like the game isn't there, because he still is. I mean, strokes gained, he's one of the best players off the tee in the world. He's been one of the best iron players, at least this year. And he's good enough on the greens to win. And, like, Brandel Chamblee had mentioned something about, like, maybe there's too much going on inside in between the years, right? Like, he's got a lot of people on his team, and he's thinking about, like, it back in 2014 when there was this sort of void, the post Tiger Woods world that he filled, right? Him and Spieth sort of filled this void, and he felt like there wasn't as many people around him talking about, you know, what's going wrong, why can't you finish, and do you think this, more than anything, is a mental hurdle that until he can get there and do it, it just gets worse and worse for him? Like, is this truly maybe all mental for Rory?
I think a lot of it is. I mean, and here's why. Nate, it's not like he hasn't been playing good golf in between majors. I mean, he's won a ton. I mean, we talk about guys that have had droughts. Like, well, they go away or they disappear or they're struggling. I don't really think Rory's struggling. Like, how many times here in the last 5-6 years has he had a chance to win a major? I feel like it's almost every one. So it's not like he's not playing well. And even in the non-majors, he's winning. Like, he's won multiple times. He's kept himself in the top five in the world this entire stretch. He's, you know, won, like, DP World Player of the Year with all the points rankings, even if he doesn't even play in a lot of these events. He's won FedEx Cup titles in between there on the PGA Tour. He's still dominant at the Ryder Cup, which is a high-pressure, valued, you know, event for him as a European player. So, it has to be something just upstairs that changes for him in majors, because it's not like he's not physically performing elsewhere. It's not like his golf, he can't find his golf game, because he's doing it everywhere else. And in the majors, I would say still, like, he's playing great. It's just like that final hurdle. He just has a stumbling block to get over, and you're right, they're just, it's going to be there until he can figure out a way to overcome it. I thought it was interesting this week, he was talking about how he asked Tiger, like, he said, look, he goes, I felt this, he used the word discomfort. You know, we could probably all think of another word that would go with that in terms of just dealing with pressure. He goes, I felt discomfort in those final holes at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. And he asked Tiger, did he ever feel that? And it was weird. I thought Tiger might say, nope, like, you know, I'm focused. I'm, you know, he said, he goes, yeah, a ton. And then Tiger referenced Michael Jordan saying, like, look, how many game-winning shots has Michael Jordan taken and made? He goes, but he's also missed a lot too. But he said, like, you want to set yourself up to be in that moment so that you can have that success. Because he goes, when you do succeed, he goes, it's the best feeling in the world as an athlete. So I think for Rory, maybe he's got to take a more positive approach about embracing that moment, of maybe thinking about what Tiger said about Michael Jordan, of like, hey, keep taking those game-winning shots because it's going to go in at some point.
Last thing for you, Brian. Last major of the year. Do you think Scheffler needs to win it to be considered one of the greatest golf seasons of all time?
Good question.
I just wonder if the second major is necessary for that. Just cause it's six wins. Like, I bet statistically, like, if you really broke it down, you would get to, this is an incredible historic year that he's had. But if you don't win a second major, I just wonder if it's going to be remembered that way.
I guess straight up, to compare to the years, the great years that Tiger has had, I guess the recent ones that we could probably fairly compare to, then probably you'd want to say yes. Because Tiger's had those years where he's won three majors, where he's won two majors. So to only have one, I mean, the Players Championship is a very, very second impressive thing to have on your resume.
Yep.
All the other events he's won have been elevated. I mean, maybe, you know, does he go through the three rounds of the FedEx Cup playoffs and win two of the three and win that title? Like, could that make up for it? Maybe. Tiger didn't have those FedEx Cup playoffs for most of his, you know, outstanding years because it wasn't there at that point. Probably, you know, we would say yes at this point. I know I saw one point yesterday that I feel like is worth discussing. Like, is what Scheffler's doing now more impressive or less impressive because of comparing to Tiger? Well, when Tiger played, they're like, well, the fields weren't as deep as they are now. Like, you know, they're like, the 100th player in the world is much better than the 50th player in the world was 25 years ago. And, you know, they were thanking Tiger for that. They're like, so many players have been inspired by Tiger. But then somebody said, well, is LIV golf something to factor in? Like, have you lost a dozen or so players that are possibly on Scheffler's level that have left, that don't play in all these other elevated events? Now, you could throw that in too, that maybe, is it watered down at all? I don't know. I wouldn't say yes. I still think the PGA Tour is about as deep as it ever has. So I guess in the end, I'm circling around your question here.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess if he wins it, it is right there with some of the best seasons ever. If he loses it, or if he's in contention and he doesn't, I still think it's worth considering to at least maybe be one of the best since Tiger.
Brian Koziol and TD Green on Saturday morning from Niagara Falls Country Club at the Porter Cup, and lots of Open Championship coverage. Duster Challenge on Friday at Glen Oak. That'll be fun. So appreciate the time, Brian, and we got to run, but we'll talk soon.
Okay, guys, thanks. Enjoy the golf today.
Quick timeout here. We'll come back, get you to the top of the hour. We've got one article being written by Doug Farrar about a certain bill that he's calling one of the most underrated players in the NFL, and it's not a guy we've talked much about this offseason. We'll get that for you when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.